This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. India has expressed deep concern over the rising number of civilian casualties in Lebanon amid continued strikes by Israel, despite the two-week ceasefire in West Asia. It asserted that the protection of civilians remains its foremost priority. Addressing an interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia in New Delhi, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Ranjit Jaiswal said that the current situation is very disturbing, particularly given India's long-standing commitment to peace and stability in the region. He underlined respect for sovereignty and territorial integrity of states.
India has always emphasized the protection of civilians as the foremost priority. Observing international law and respecting sovereignty and territorial integrity of states is essential. Our embassy in Lebanon remains in close touch with the Indian community for the safety and security.
Meanwhile, the government has said that it has successfully met the peak demand of electricity and energy requirements of the country amid the West Asia crisis. Joint Secretary in Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said domestic LPG and fuel supply is stable in the country. Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri today said that Qatar has reaffirmed its commitment to remain a reliable energy supplier to India. He said this after holding discussions with the Qatar Minister of State for Energy Affairs and President and CEO of Qatar Energy, Saad Sharida Al-Kabi, in Doha. In a social media post, Mr. Puri said that during the meeting, both sides discussed all aspects of the strategic relations between the two countries. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said, "The world is today going through a period of deep turbulence and uncertainty." He said that partnerships like the one between India and Mauritius become more important in such times. Inaugurating Mauritius's first dedicated renal transplant unit at Jawaharlal Nehru Hospital, Dr. Jaishankar said that India will always stand with Mauritius as a trusted partner. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri has held productive discussions with senior White House officials in Washington, D.C. Embassy of India in Washington said in a social media post that Mr. Misri met National Security Council leadership. He also exchanged views on issues of mutual strategic interest, including the Indian Ocean strategic venture and the recent developments in West Asia. The Foreign Secretary is on a three-day visit to the U.S. Delhi Police Special Cell has busted Pakistan's intelligence agency ISI and Babar Khalsa International Sponsored Terror Arms and Espionage Module. Additional Commissioner of Police Special Cell Pramod Singh Kushwaha said that 11 accused have been arrested from Punjab and Delhi. He said these accused were in contact with Pakistan-based operatives on encrypted apps. In Uttar Pradesh, number of electorates grew by over 84 lakh to 13 crore 39 lakh after the completion of the special intensive revision exercise. The Election Commission today published the final voter list. Citizens can now verify their names online through official portals such as voters.eci.gov.in. Addressing a press conference in Lucknow, Uttar Pradesh's Chief Electoral Officer Navdeep Rinwa said the draft electoral roll published on 6 January this year had a total of 12 crore 55 lakh 56,025 voters, and the final electoral roll published today shows the total number of voters as 13 crore 39 lakh 84,792. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today congratulated Bihar Chief Minister and JDU National President Nitish Kumar on taking oath as a member of Rajya Sabha. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Nitish Kumar is one of the most experienced leaders in the country and his commitment to good governance has been appreciated everywhere. India concluded its campaign at the 2026 Asian Boxing Championships in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia today with an impressive haul of 16 medals, including 5 gold, 3 silver and 8 bronze. In the men's 50kg category, Vishwanath Suresh clinched the gold medal today. India's Ayush Shetty stunned world number 4, Jonathan Christie of Indonesia, to enter the men's singles semi-finals of the Badminton Asia Championships in Ningbo, China today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.